Meet the innovators. From training packages for diabetic patients to accommodation from UNICEF, meet our innovators. Hypo attacks reduced in care homes. An innovative training package for care home staff is having a significant impact on the well-being of diabetic residents. Delivered by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust's Quality Improvement Lead, Hayley Mullen, the one-day course educates and assures carers they are able to identify and act upon the early signs of a hypoglycemic hypo attack. Previously, colleagues at Kimberley Care Home for Dementia in Herne Bay would be making calls to the community nursing team or even dialing 999 when their resident's blood sugar level took a dramatic turn for the worse. Now the team knows how to recognise the signs and symptoms and act quickly. Hayley said, an untreated or unrecognised hypo can have incredibly serious consequences, but can be easily and quickly prevented if people know how to spot and treat it as soon as possible. The training empowers carers to be more observant, to monitor diet, behaviour, sleep patterns and anything that could suggest someone is not themselves. We're also preventing unnecessary admissions to hospital and freeing up time for the community nursing team so they can care for more complex patients. Resident Joan, 82, is a type 2 diabetic on insulin, a much-loved wife, mother and grandmother at Kimberley Care Home. When she first arrived, the team was trying to deal with regular hypos that would inevitably lead to them having to call the community nursing team or, in some cases, an ambulance. The challenge for the team at Kimberley was being able to identify when Joan was having a hypo because she also lives with Parkinson's and dementia. Care home manager Claire Skinner said, "The training has made such a difference, not just in the care we can provide Joan, but in the difference to the team. They are interested, enthusiastic and really motivated to take on this care and be able to look after Joan here at the home. It has given them confidence and a better understanding of what is happening." 8 senior carers at Kimberley Care Home have now passed the one-day awareness course. The next step is to work with the community nursing team to learn how to administer insulin. The programme has been delivered to 70 colleagues across 23 care homes and will soon be made available to all care homes in Kent. UNICEF seal of approval for breastfeeding expertise. Our specialist health visitors are celebrating following a commendation from UNICEF for the breastfeeding support and advice we provide. The Baby Friendly Initiative, BFI, is a worldwide programme which aims to improve the standards of care for infant feeding in healthcare settings and to raise the profile of the value of breastfeeding. Our health visiting service has been working towards accreditation from UNICEF and has been awarded the Certificate of Commitment and Stage 1 Pass, which confirms we are prepared and have everything in place to ensure all our health visitors are equipped to support new mums to feed their babies. One mum who received support from the breastfeeding team is Shia Abraham from Tunbridge Wells. Her daughter Elaine is 8 months old. She said, "Breastfeeding Elaine was something I really wanted to do. Luckily for me, it felt very natural. She had a low weight and was small when she was born, so I felt it was the best way I could make sure she had all the goodness and nutrition she needed. The health visitors were very supportive, and it was useful having them there to talk to."
Double trouble. Eleanor and Imogen Cates are remarkable for more than one reason. The identical teenage twins have had a number of challenges in their short lives. Despite this, they have big plans for their future, including winning an Oscar and becoming Prime Minister. Chloe Crouch discovered how our Children's Therapies Service has spent a decade supporting their needs. When Eleanor and Imogen Cates were born, the relief for Mum Jo was enormous. "We found out at our 17-week scan we were expecting twins. The pregnancy wasn't too difficult, but when the girls were born early, they were quite small and they were closely watched. Born without a sucking reflex, the girls had to stay in hospital for 10 days and be tube-fed." Jo said, "They never really fed well, were always unsettled, and seemed to cry much more than my two eldest children did when they were babies. Even up to the age of 15 months, they were quite prone to chest infections, and we noticed their development seemed more delayed than expected. It took a family holiday to Corfu and an unexpected trip to hospital for Jo to feel listened to and finally get the help they needed. Eleanor and Imogen were finally diagnosed with cerebral palsy when they were 2.5. At first it felt a bit like a life sentence, but at least we had a diagnosis, and we were able to put a lot of support services in place, Jo said. Over the years, Eleanor and Imogen, 13, from Maidstone, have received support from a number of services to help make life that little bit easier and support them to live as normal a life as possible. We made the decision early on that we wanted the girls to go into mainstream education, said Jo. From nursery through to the secondary school they're at now. The support we have had from the Children's Therapist Service made this possible. From specialist chairs, wheelchairs, handrails, walkers, and an adapted wet room, to support from physiotherapists and occupational therapists, Imogen and Eleanor have been supported by a team dedicated to help them through challenges they have faced since birth. Sue Court, professional lead for children's occupational therapy, said, Eleanor and Imogen are two remarkable young ladies, and it has been a real pleasure to see them settle into secondary school and do so well. While both girls have received support from the service, it is Imogen who has faced more challenges than her sister Eleanor. The cerebral palsy makes movement and coordination difficult, affecting her arms and legs and her balance. She often uses a walker, and for long distances a wheelchair. Her fine motor skills are affected, making ordinary tasks much harder. The adaptations and support have been vital to both girls, but it was the help they had from the therapy team to develop management strategies when they started secondary school that has been invaluable, such as learning keyboard skills. Mum Jo said, I spent 3 years worrying about how they would get on at secondary school. I knew maintaining their independence would be a challenge, and I was worried there would be so much focus on the academic side that they wouldn't be given the opportunity to develop in their own time. In fact, the transition has been better than the Cates family could have imagined. The girls are now in their third year and are already shining in their favourite subjects. I'm really enjoying my health, social and citizenship subject, and Eleanor loves drama, said Imogen, a devoted Tottenham Hotspur fan and keen future politician. I'm really interested in politics and helping my community and people like me. I think it's important that disabled rights are recognised. Jo said, Before secondary school, I would never have dreamed Eleanor would get up on stage and perform in plays, but she is an absolute natural, and Imogen is just as fascinated by politics. She knows more than I do, and I'm normally asking her for advice on who I should vote for. Sue recently asked Imogen to speak about her experience of the service. She said, There were 100 professionals at our meeting. Imogen was amazing. She stood up and spoke to everyone, and we were all really moved. We've all decided she will make a great Prime Minister one day. Working with Eleanor and Imogen has been a real privilege. Their hopes and dreams are as uplifting and infectious as their personalities, and their openness to acknowledge their challenges but not let them hold them back in life is inspirational. Eleanor said, There are certain areas of life where we need some extra help. It's nice knowing there are people there who can help make life a little easier. Clouds Youth Club. When Mum Jo noticed the effort of going to secondary school was making Eleanor and Imogen exhausted by the time they came home every day, she began to worry about their social life. I knew they needed a place they could hang out with friends at the weekends, so they weren't missing out on socialising. For the past 18 months, Jo has been running Clouds Youth Club in Maidstone for young people who need extra help and are in mainstream school. You can find out more on the club's Facebook page.
Men's health. Let's talk about it. It's widely believed that men don't talk about their health and well-being as much as women. There are many reasons why this could be the case, from haven't got time to worry about it, to it's just too embarrassing to discuss. In this special feature, Jo Traherne talks to 5 men who have transformed their lives with support from our health improvement services and who are happy to shout about it. I'm so happy with my life right now. From justice system to building a future, a new life beckons for Daniel. As a teenager, Daniel Delahunty found himself in a dangerous spiral of drugs, alcohol and petty crime. Now at 22, Daniel, who lives with his mum Carol and his 2 younger brothers, is rebuilding his life and looking forward to the future with his newborn daughter. Basically, I got in with the wrong crowd and went off the rails. It got so bad that when I was a teenager, my mum seriously thought I would end up dead. I did too. I got into a lot of trouble with the police, but my probation officer helped me and referred me to the NHS Health Trainer Service, which is when I met Mark, said Daniel. Step-in health trainer Mark McIntyre, who works directly with the probation service. He said NHS health trainers help people to make long-term changes to their lifestyle to support their health and well-being. It's not just about coming off drugs or alcohol. It's about a whole range of lifestyle issues. Many people who have been through the justice system need support with healthy eating, stopping smoking, or support to look after their physical and mental well-being. Daniel really wanted to make a change, which is half the battle. Daniel, who lives in Canterbury, said, "Until I met Mark, I basically lived on junk food, kebabs and microwave ready meals. I was so tired I would still be asleep at midday and I would nap all the time. I suffered from anxiety and depression. Mark helped me to understand the importance of a healthy diet and taking care of myself. He got me to go to the NHS Stop Smoking Service, and Katie there really supported me to quit smoking. Now I get up early, eat breakfast and have healthy food like wraps with chicken and salad. I feel so much better about myself. Mark doesn't tell me to do anything. He just motivates and inspires me to change for myself. We have a chat and a laugh and then we talk about the support I need. We've got a connection. I know I can call or text any time I want and he will make time for me." Daniel believes it is because of the support he has had from Mark that he is now working, earning money and building a future for himself and his daughter. "My next goal is to find a place of my own so I can be independent and be the father I know I can be," he said. "I'm so happy with my life right now. Everyone makes mistakes, but if you learn from them, it can make you a better person. I pass on the lessons I've learnt to my family too. I don't think of the past anymore." Cooking from scratch makes a difference. Warren Light, 45, lives in Tunbridge Wells and was referred to an NHS health trainer by his probation officer. "I wasn't in very good shape at all at the time," said Warren. "I'd had an NHS health check at my GP surgery and my cholesterol was 12.6, which is really not good. I was overweight and waiting for an operation on my foot, which meant that I wasn't exercising at all." Warren, who also has mental health issues, including anxiety, depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, got together with health trainer Beth for 6 sessions. Beth was great. She wasn't pushy or judgmental. We worked together to look at what I wanted to achieve and I started to keep a food diary. Living on my own means that I often couldn't be bothered to cook, but Beth advised me to cook from scratch in batches and freeze portions. I bought a slow cooker, which now I use all the time to prepare food, and a juicer so I can get more fruit into my diet. I've cut down on alcohol, sugar and cigarettes. My next goal is to quit completely. I don't want anything to get in the way. My mental health issues have improved as well. Family health scare helps Tony. Tony Bennett's determination to lose weight and get fitter was reinforced when his brother John suffered a serious heart attack. After joining our exercise referral scheme, Tony challenged John to see who could lose the most weight, something they had done a few times before over the years. "When he'd had the heart attack, I told him the challenge was off as he was cheating since he was in hospital," Tony joked. "He didn't find it funny at the time, though. We are the same build and I was already trying to lose weight to avoid the risk of diabetes and other health issues. John's heart attack made me realise how right I'd been to sign up to the exercise referral scheme. I'd started a couple of months earlier after the GP surgery told me I had early onset type 2 diabetes to add to my blood pressure and cholesterol issues. But John's heart attack made me determined to get slimmer and fitter. I was referred to Folkestone Sports Centre, where I can use the gym and the pool," he said. "I had an impressively thorough induction and was shown how to use the equipment to get fitter and lose weight. My trainer Melanie keeps a close eye on everything, and when a midterm assessment showed my blood pressure was high, she asked my doctor to confirm I was well enough to keep training." Huge weight loss for pensioner Tom. Exercise and eating healthily helped Tom Starr drop several waist sizes. Tom Starr lives in the top flat of a 3-storey property in Ramsgate, but makes light work of tackling the stairs. "Every bit of exercise helps," he said, as he led the way at a sprightly pace from the main entrance up to the top floor flat. "It's clearly an easier journey now than it was when Tom discovered that he was in the early stages of type 2 diabetes, something he really didn't need on top of his high cholesterol. Back then, Tom weighed 15 stones and was wearing 42-inch waist trousers. Today, as he bounds up the steps in his trainers, he's down to 11.5 stone, with a slimline waist to match. The transformation is down to the support of Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, along with a huge amount of determination of his own. I went for tests for something entirely different, and my GP told me I had diabetes because of my weight, he recalled. I was determined to defeat it, but I was equally determined not to rely on drugs to do it. Tom made the most of the support on offer, joining Hartsdown Leisure Centre under the Trust's exercise referral scheme, and also signing up for the Fresh Start service, which takes a more educational approach to helping people lose weight and reduce the risks to their health. As a result of Fresh Start, Tom also keeps a close eye on what he eats, studying the packaging and making sure his diet is balanced and healthy. Not only has the 73-year-old reversed his diabetes diagnosis without resorting to drugs, but he is also confident that he will find he has reduced his cholesterol level significantly when he has his next checkup. Discoloured ceiling inspires Mick to quit. Help to stop smoking was just around the corner for Mick Hedges. Mick Hedges is proud of his smart bungalow in Hopes Lane, Ramsgate, and likes to keep the decor looking clean and tidy. In recent years, though, that ambition was made more difficult by his smoking habit, which left ceilings in his home stained. A short time after being painted, the smell and the discoloration, together with the potential impact on his health and the very real impact on his pocket, was enough to inspire Mick to quit. All he needed was a way to kick the habit. Mick uses a wheelchair after he was attacked and badly injured 20 years ago. The once-fit footballer who came close to signing as a professional with West Bromwich Albion said, "I was never a heavy smoker, but the attack left me temporarily blind and in a wheelchair. I was lucky to be alive and my attackers were jailed, but I was very down afterwards and that was when I started smoking." Mick found the help he needed during a visit to his local pharmacy, the Paydens branch attached to the Montefiore Medical Centre in Ramsgate. "I saw a poster offering help with stopping smoking, and so I asked the pharmacist about it," he recalled. Pharmacist Elaine Todd gave Mick Champix tablets, advice and encouragement, and the 53-year-old added an impressive amount of willpower to the mix, with the result that he quit the habit in just over a month. And he now has a KCHFT Health Improvement Service certificate to prove it. "It was just mind over matter," said Mick. "I was fed up with the colour of my ceilings. I knew it wasn't good for my health, and I decided it was time to stop."
What's up, Gov? Here, Lewis King finds out what drives Carol, public governor for Dover, to do what she does. A day with our health trainers was spot on. Carol Coleman became public governor for Dover in February 2016. I have to admit that not coming from an NHS background, my first few months were a steep learning curve. However, with help from my fellow governors and everyone I have met in the NHS and the various community groups outside it, I now feel confident in talking about KCHFT and its services to people in my area. I feel it is so important, with the changes that will continue to take place in the NHS, that I am as informed as possible. One of my responsibilities is speaking to local people about the changes and to let them know what services are available for them. I really enjoy the variety of the role. For example, I have taken part in community health forums in Ash and Sandwich, attended a FATE at Victoria Hospital in Deal, and visited the community liaison officer at Folkestone Sports Centre. This was also a great opportunity to have a look at the sensory room at the centre, as I know this is something the Trust's charity, iCare, is hoping to provide in Coxheath Maidstone. You can read more about the charity's sensory room appeal at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/iCare. I have to say that one of the highlights of my governor journey so far was spending the day with some of KCHFT's health trainers at an event in Dover. It was great to speak to so many members of the public, sharing information about the services KCHFT provides. The health trainers were on hand to give free blood pressure and carbon monoxide level checks, as well as advice about quitting smoking, losing weight, and leading a healthier and happier life. Here for you. Don't forget the governors are here to represent you. The Council of Governors holds the non-executive directors and board to account for the Trust's performance. They are there to talk to you about your experiences of health services and are a direct link between you and the Trust. If you would like to contact your Governor, please phone 01622 211 908 or email kcht.governors@nhs.net. Want to be a governor? We have vacancies for people living in Ashford, Gravesham, Shepway and Tunbridge Wells. If you would like to talk to and represent the views of local people about our health services, please get in touch. Email kcht.governors@nhs.net or phone 01622 211908. Quick Fire 5 with Jennifer Tippin. With an incredibly demanding job and a young family, Jennifer Tippin tells Lewis King why KCHFT's charity iCare and her role as a non-executive director mean so much to her. 1. Could you tell us a bit about yourself? I'm proud to have been a member of the KCHFT board for the past couple of years, a role I really enjoy, particularly given many of my family work in the NHS. I'm Customer Services Director for Lloyds Banking Group, where I lead a team of more than 11,000 people, supporting more than 30 million customers in the UK. I'm a mum to 3 young children and live in a small village near Sevenoaks. 2. What's your involvement with Team KCHFT? I'm a non-executive director on the Trust's board and a member of the Finance and Business Committee. I also chair the Charitable Funds Committee, which means I get involved in the Trust's charity, iCare. 3. You mentioned the Trust charity. Could you tell us more? In 2016, we relaunched the Trust's charity, now known as iCare. Together with the executive team, I've been strongly supportive of it. Many NHS trusts have their own charities, so it seemed a great opportunity for KCHFT to launch its own to support initiatives important to local communities across the health economy. 4. Why do we have a charity and what does it do? Part of KCHFT's purpose is to deliver first-class healthcare while looking after the well-being of our residents, so every penny raised or donated is used for this purpose. We work with local communities and volunteers to support initiatives to enhance care, boost the morale of patients, their families and our staff through initiatives which cannot be funded by the NHS. For example, the charity paid for equipment and better outdoor space to help children who have disabilities or complex social or health needs being seen by a residential short break service. Patients with neurological impairments, such as those who have suffered a stroke, have benefited from use of high-tech devices to help their recovery in the community. These examples help demonstrate the value derived by our local communities from the money donated to and raised by iCare. 5. Can anyone get involved and help iCare make a difference? Yes, absolutely, anyone can get involved. You can help in many ways, whether it's through helping with fundraising events, making a one-off or regular donation, or leaving a legacy in your will for a specific or general purpose. It all helps. To donate, visit www.justgiving.com/iCare. Text KCHT16 plus your amount, £1, £2, £3, £4, £5 or £10, to 700 70. Write a cheque to Kent Community Health Charitable Fund and post it to Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Unit D, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Maidstone, ME16 9NT, marking the envelope iCare Charity. Your Directory of Community Services. We provide more than 60 services across Kent to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or other healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Minor injury or illness. Cuts or bruises, strains or sprains, or possibly broken bones, you don't need an appointment to pop into one of our minor injury units. Some of our units treat minor illnesses too. Eden and District War Memorial Hospital, Mill Hill, Edenbridge, TN8 5DA. Phone 01732 862 137, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Every day of the year except Mondays. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday, closed between 1 and 2 p.m. Gravesham Community Hospital, Bath Street, Gravesend, DA110DG. Phone 01474 360 816. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Royal Victoria Hospital, Folkestone, Radnor Park Avenue, Folkestone, CT195BN. Phone 01303 852 727. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sevenoaks Hospital, Hospital Road, Sevenoaks, TN133PG. Phone 01732 470200. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sheppey Community Hospital, Plover Road, Minster, Sheppey, ME123LT. Phone 01795 879 104. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. Closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital, Bell Road, Sittingbourne, ME10 4DT. Phone 01795 418 300. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, including bank holidays. Victoria Hospital, Deal, London Road, Deal, CT14 9UA. Phone 01304 865 437. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Waiting times. People with more serious minor injuries will still be given priority at our MIUs, so a typical wait can be anything from a couple of minutes to around 2 hours. There are also MIUs run by other providers in Dover, Faversham and Whitstable. For information about other health services, go to Health Help Now at www.healthhelpnow-nhs.net. Advice for carers. Carers Trust, national charity with a network of partner organisations providing services to carers, online community with discussion boards, hosted live chats and access to online support team. Phone 0844 800 4361. Web www.carers.org. Carers UK. Carers UK is a charity set up to help the millions of people who look after an older, disabled or seriously ill family member or friend. They want society to respect, value and support carers. Phone 0808 808 7777. Web www.carersuk.org. Carers Direct. Confidential information and advice for carers. Phone 0300 123 1053. Web www.nhs.uk/carersdirect. Kent County Council. Find out what help is available for carers. Phone 03000 41 61 61. For emergency support out of hours, phone 03000 41 91 91. Web www.kent.gov.uk. You can also find more help and advice on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/carers. Directory to other services. children's therapies. This service is made up of physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, special nurse advisors, key workers, and therapy assistants that provide a specialist therapy service for disabled children from birth to 19 years old. The service is available in Dartford, Gravesham and Swanley, Sevenoaks, Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge, Maidstone and Morling, and Thanet and Canterbury. You can find full details at www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Customer Care Team. If you have a comment, complaint or compliment, call the Customer Care Team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 403 499. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Dental. General Dental Services in Sandwich and Ramsgate provide a full range of NHS dental treatment for patients in a high street setting. Churchill Dental Practice and Ramsgate New Street Dental Practice, Sandwich. Phone 0300 303 4930. Falls Prevention, East Kent. A 12-week prevention and assessment service for anyone at risk of falling or who has fallen. Phone 01303 854488. Email fallskentservice@nhs.net. Kent Continence Service. Advice and support for anyone with bladder and bowel problems, including incontinence. Phone 0300 7900 310. Kent Continence Business Office. Product Delivery Service. Phone 0300 123 1955 or 0330 123 4459. Newborn Hearing Screening Programme. This service offers high-quality newborn hearing screening and safe and effective assessment for babies in West Kent, Medway and Swale. Phone 0300 123 3071. Physiotherapy. In some areas you can contact the service direct, in others you will need a referral. Call to find out more. Phone 0300 123 0854. Podiatry Foot Care. Our podiatry team specialises in foot health, from common foot problems to more complicated conditions needing surgical correction. You need to be referred by a GP or healthcare professional. For more information, phone 0300 123 6756. Toenail Cutting Service. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. This service is ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet and who are not entitled to this care through the NHS. Clinics are available in Herne Bay and expanding across Kent in the coming months. You need to book in advance. Phone 0300 123 1554. Web www.kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. Sexual health. Worried about symptoms, need contraception or just looking for advice? We run daytime and evening clinics with walk-in and appointment sessions. Services run across Kent. Please contact us for more information. Phone 0300 790 0245. Visit www.kent.gov.uk/sexual health. South East Drivability. This centre provides assessment and advice on driving, car adaptation and car choice for disabled drivers and passengers. Email kcht.sedrivability@nhs.net. Phone 0300 0134 886. Have you visited our website? www.kentcht.nhs.uk. You can easily find the right service for you. Donate to iCare. Keep up to date with the latest news. Give us your views online. read our latest magazine, join our trust. Need to know how to get to us? We've made that easier too. We'll be developing our website, so keep visiting us and tell us what you think. Health and Wellbeing Services, one phone number, 0300 123 1220. One email address, kchft.hireferral@nhs.net. Stop smoking, option one. Most smokers want to quit, and if you're one of them, we can help. We have clinics, quit clubs and groups at times and days to suit most people. If you can't get to an appointment, then we also offer telephone support and consultations via Skype. You're up to 10 times more likely to succeed with our help. Healthy weight, option two. If you're sick of the muffin top, bored with the beer belly, or just had enough of yo-yo dieting, we can help. We run a range of programmes to help you and your family to reach a healthy weight. East Kent only. For details of programmes in West Kent, contact your local borough council. Details on our website. Fresh Start is our successful free weight management programme for anyone who wants to reach a healthy weight and stay there for life. Join a local group or get one-to-one support, based on guidelines from the British Heart Foundation. Health Walks. Led by our friendly volunteers, health walks are great for people who are recovering from illness or who just need an extra bit of motivation to take more exercise. They are fun, friendly and completely free. There's no need to book. Check the website for details. Ready Steady Go is a free after-school club for children aged 7 to 11 and their grown-ups who need a little extra help getting fit and healthy. Specialist Weight Management, Swale Only, is a free 12-month weight loss programme that addresses diet, exercise and emotional well-being for people with a BMI of over 35. Exercise Referral. This is for anyone with a health condition who would like some help to increase their activity levels. You can get 12 weeks of reduced rate support at a local leisure centre. GP referral only. Health Trainers, option 3. Do you want to make some lifestyle changes but aren't sure how to start? Call a health trainer. You can get up to 6 free and confidential sessions that can get you on the road to a happier, healthier you. NHS Health Checks, option 4. If you're aged 40 to 74, you could be eligible for a free NHS health check. Health checks take just 30 minutes and can help to check your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes or kidney disease in the future. Speak to your GP or call 0300 123 1220 to find a clinic near you. We can also provide checks in workplaces. Just call the number to find out more. Expert Patients Programme, option 5. A 6-week self-management programme for people living with one or more long-term health conditions. Because there's only one you. www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk.
Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. The NHS is transforming. Can you play a part? There's never been a better time to join us. With more emphasis on community-based care, there's never been a better time to join. We are Kent's leading provider of NHS services in the community, and we're always looking for great people to join our friendly and supportive teams. If you have a passion for delivering high standards of care to patients who are recovering from illness or in need of rehabilitation or extra support to get them home, we would love to hear from you. We can give you support to develop your skills and a real commitment to your personal and continued professional development. To find out more, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/jobs. Hashtag come to community. And that concludes the reading of the winter 2016-17 edition of Community Health, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.